The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
What's up? This is Bobby Stevenson, and you're watching Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Daily DDT, Sports Kita, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Lee Walker, and we've always known that WWE Raw has been the longest-running episodic weekly show in television history, right? Well, here's a line you've probably never heard before. That the WWE Mattel main event action figure series is actually the longest running continuous action figure assortment in history. Now, we've never heard that before, but it's in the press release announcing a multi-year extension of WWE and Mattel's licensing agreement for action figures and related products that we used to call toys. The deal will continue a partnership that began in 2010, shortly after WWE had ditched Jax Specific for one of the industry leaders in Mattel. Now here's what the presser had to say. Mattel and WWE renew global licensing partnership. Multi-year extension comes at a time of major international expansion for WWE and solidifies Mattel's continued creation of WWE action figures, playsets, and more. WWE, part of TKO Group Holdings, today announced a multi-year extension to their global licensing agreement, which sees Mattel continue to produce a wide range of WWE products, including action figures, accessories, playsets, role-play items, vehicles, and vehicle accessories. Mattel and WWE have partnered to deliver a dynamic and diverse lineup of toys since 2010, now sold in over 50 markets worldwide. Mattel's WWE action figures have consistently ranked among the top 10 properties in the U.S. action figure category, with the WWE main event action figure series being the longest running continuous action figure assortment in history. The multi-year extension comes at a time of continued international expansion for WWE through its new partnership with Netflix. Monday Night Raw launched on the U.S. streaming service in January 2025, with all WWE programming and premium live events also becoming available on Netflix across many international markets. Our long-standing partnership with WWE has resulted in some of the most celebrated action figures in the industry, said Josh Silverman, Chief Franchise Officer at Mattel. As we extend this agreement, we are committed to delivering authentic, high-quality products that capture the energy and larger-than-life personalities of WWE for fans across the globe. WWE's relationship with Mattel has been a cornerstone of our consumer product strategy for 15 years, says Alex Varga, co-head of revenue at WWE. Extending this collaboration will allow us to continue offering products that bring our WWE superstars and their stories to life for our global fan base. Mattel's current offering of WWE products can be found online at shop.mattel.com and in select retailers globally. Now, if you are a collector of action figures, folks, this is a huge deal. Me, personally, I don't collect the WWE main event line because it is the least expensive line that they make. While it is the longest running, and I applaud them for that, they were originally known as WWE Basics because that's what they are. They're just a basic figure. I'm excited for the relationship, and you know what else I'm excited for, fans? The fact that former WWE Women's World Champion and current Tag Team Champion Liv Morgan is landing a major movie role, as Morgan revealed that she will be taking time off from WWE to film a and I quote, big Hollywood movie, as on the March 28th, 2025 edition of Monday Night Raw, she made that announcement. However, PWI adds that it will be revealed next week what the major role is. Another report had also been released, stating that Morgan's project is not a superhero movie, but it is being billed as a dramatic role, and it could be big things for her future outside of the ring. Now, a source told PWI that it is the kind of opportunity that could cement Morgan as the next It Girl in Hollywood if she and the project hit as internally projected. Now, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful added that those who know about the role claimed people's jaw will drop once they hear more. However, he did still warn fans to manage expectations despite the reports. That is something fans have a very hard time doing when it comes to managing expectations. And we see that all the time with the Royal Rumble, with surprise entrances and things like that. People get their hopes up too high and they fall short. Anyway, Morgan is currently one half of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions with Raquel Rodriguez, and it is unclear how her upcoming absence will affect that reign. Perhaps Rodriguez will have to find a new tag team partner or be forced to relinquish them. We're just not sure. So what is the WWE star Liv Morgan's movie role? You gotta wait to find out next week, fans. But this is some exciting news for her. She is going to be the next crossover star from WWE to the big screen. Very excited for her. Now, Liv isn't the only one with movie roles coming up, as Drew McIntyre is in the same boat, as he has a talent agency in the same group that manages Liv Morgan and CM Punk as well. And he is already reportedly lined up for a major film role. One source told PWI that all signs point to Drew McIntyre as the next big name to jump into large-scale film and television projects. It can be confirmed the report is accurate and has been in the works since earlier this year. McIntyre's Hollywood journey has already started. He made his feature film debut in The Killer's Game, an action comedy released in September 2024, in the movie he played Rory McKenzie, one half of a pair of Scottish assassin brothers assigned to take out a retired hitman played by Dave Bautista. Now, the talent agency has been working closely with WWE to coordinate talent schedules to avoid chaos of past eras. When stars like Roddy Piper famously left WWE abruptly to film They Live, the new goal is to make transition into Hollywood smoother without hurting WWE's ongoing storylines. And while Liv Morgan's upcoming project will be announced soon, and is said to feature her in a major role, McIntyre is quietly positioning himself to make an even bigger jump. His recent signing as the face of Project Rock further fueled speculation that WWE is preparing him for a wider mainstream crossover. Now, WWE in the past has had issues with film, television when it comes to their stars, with the likes of The Rock constantly leaving, John Cena, Batista even. So the fact that we now have a company that is willing to work around the scheduling of WWE to not hurt storylines, to not affect the professional wrestling and sports entertainment industry, this is a really, really good thing, and it's a win-win overall, I feel like. The only thing I do fear is that when guys like Drew or Liv, other wrestlers start making that jump, will they still wrestle? Will they still be part of the company? How long will it take for them to realize they can make more money in Hollywood than they can for the WWE? Time will tell, but I'm very excited for the both of them. And speaking of news, we have a very nice announcement to make. Corey Graves and Carmella are expecting their second child. Now, Carmella has been keeping herself busy with many projects following her WWE departure, and now she has many incredible news to share, which she announced that her and Corey Graves are expecting their second child. The former WWE superstar took to Instagram and uploaded an incredible video of herself alongside Corey Graves in a vintage camera frame where she revealed her baby bump as Graves gave her a passionate kiss and embraced her. Carmella confirmed that she and her husband are expecting their second child together, and she had added that they will welcome their second child into the world fall of this year, saying, "All in a perfect time, our new chapter begins this fall." Now, Carmella and Corey previously welcomed their first child on November 8th, 2023. Naturally, Carmella and Graves are already getting ready to welcome their second child, and fans and pro wrestlers alike couldn't be more happy for them. Carmella has a lot of love to give, and she simply loves being a mother, so there is absolutely no doubt that she will give her second child a ton of love as well. And we here at Perched on the Top Rope would like to congratulate Carmella on this incredible news and pray that she has a healthy child. Congratulations to the both of you. Now I'm going to turn my attention to something non-WWE related, or maybe it is WWE related. I'm not exactly sure, but Eric Bischoff posted this video randomly at like 6 in the morning, and I'm going to play it for you. I'm going to play it right now, and then we're going to talk about it.
So serious, because you know who I am, but
you don't know why I'm here.
This is so badass.
Like, you people know who we are. You have no idea what we're about.
We're back,
Mister. We are so back.
so better than before.
It is so good to see you again, my brother.
Oh, it's been too long.
You, I love you the most.
No, I love you the most. You are my favorite of all favorites.
But you know, we ran so hard. We changed the world one time. But now,
we're here to wake them up. We're here to slice and dice the world of wrestling. And you're not going to know what hit you.
You know we've changed the world of professional wrestling.
Give me anybody.
That's a given.
Anybody.
It's going to rock your world. Jay, should we tell them? Should we tell them who our third...
Well... apparently, they have a third man, if you watch that video. Pretty much, you're reigniting a whole NWO thing, I guess. But Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff tried to spark interest in a new wrestling venture with the old black and white promo like they did with the NWO. However, in spite of excitement, they got roasted online, and...
whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Rightfully so. If you watch that video, in my opinion, it's kind of cringy. But a new report reveals that the project is expected to be unrevealed before the end of this week. But there's one big problem. No wrestlers have been approached by it. In the promo, Hogan opened with, "Why so serious? Because you know who I am." While Bischoff adds, "But you don't know why he's here. This is so badass. You people know who we are. You have no idea what we're about. We're back." Hogan kept the energy going, saying, "We've changed the world one time, but now we're here to wake them up. We're here to slice and dice the world of wrestling," Bischoff wrapped it up with. "It's going to rock your world," before teasing a mystery third man, closing with, "We're better than ever. You can't wait to see." Well, fans didn't hold back. One viewer wrote, "What the hell did I just watch?" While another added, "Good God, call it a day already." Some mocked Hogan's opening line, with one user asking, "We're doing Why So Serious references in 2025? Another flat out said, "A drunk and a racist. No thanks." And someone else summed it up with, "Two dumb bitches telling each other exactly." While others called the whole thing cringe and slammed the duo for clinging to their personas from over 20 years ago. But here's the update according to PWI. The project is supposed to be announced before the end of the week. However, multiple wrestlers who would be free to work on a new wrestling venture told the site they haven't been contacted by anyone representing Hogan or Bischoff. There's been no outreach, pitches, no discussions, nothing that suggests a serious roster is being built behind the scenes, which would lead you to believe a wrestling company. But that hasn't stopped the speculation, with some worried about who might be teased as the third man. One user said, "I already don't care about this, and I swear to God, if Flair is the third person, this will probably not last more than a year." Another claimed and chimed in with, "This isn't 1996 anymore, fellas." So, whether this is a podcast, TV project, or an actual wrestling company, fans aren't exactly lining up for it. Without any confirmed talent or even a clear purpose, the only thing Hogan and Bischoff have delivered so far is confusion. And a lot of memes. So there's that. I, for one, am interested in the third man. I originally thought this was going to be an NWO podcast and that the third man was going to be Bruce Pritchard. We're going to find out, I guess, by the end of the week. So that's exciting. I guess. Maybe. No? Okay, I guess we're going to move on.
Now, on Sunday, there was the TNA Rebellion pay-per-view. Phenomenal pay-per-view, by the way. Talk about more about it probably on Thursday. However, there was a spot in the X Division match where Leon Slater does a Swanton 450 during the X Division match onto all of the wrestlers. However, no one caught him. So here's what happened. Moose ends up retaining the TNA X Division Championship by winning the Ultimate X match in a hard-fought bout. Now, during the match, Leon Slater performed a 450 Swanton on the top of the Ultimate X structure. However, sadly, no one was in the position to catch him when he landed outside of the ring and he hit the ground hard with little break to his fall. And this led to a lot of criticism, with many blaming the wrestlers for not bothering to catch Slater. I, for one, when I watched him dropped, I said, oh shit, that had to hurt. Because I'm confused because I personally don't like the spots where wrestlers are all standing outside of the ring just staring as the guy is climbing and this and that. Like, hey, wow, look at what he's doing. We're going to catch him. And then you don't catch him. However, Moose took to Twitter and responded to all the backlash, calling out both fans and wrestlers. He said, people who have never stepped in the ring, let alone burned a single calorie, shouldn't be judging Leon's dive. He also told older and current wrestlers to zip it, reminding them that everyone makes mistakes and sometimes, and pointed out to their own hypocrisy. Now, that's fair, I guess, but it wasn't Leon's dive that was the issue. And this is what he wrote. Fans who have never stepped into a ring, let alone burned a single calorie or done anything active, want to chime in on Leon's dive. Old and current wrestlers want to chime in on Leon's dive like they have never messed up or made a mistake. Everyone just needs to zip it. No. They don't need to zip it. I'm sorry. I've had Moose on the show. When it comes to interviews, he's not the best. He was literally cooking while we were doing an interview. When he did an interview with Chris Van Vliet, he was watching college football at the same time. So, as previously reported, people backstage said that Leon Slater seemed to be okay after the wild move during the Ultimate X match. They said, those we spoke to said that Leon Slater appeared to be okay backstage after his insane Ultimate X spot. Well, in the end, Moose just didn't want to stay quiet while people unfairly criticized the move. Again, they're not criticizing the move, they're criticizing you at the bottom, who didn't catch the man. He feels many of them aren't qualified to judge it in the first place, and that it's not likely to change. Regardless, fans hope risky moments like that won't happen again in the future. And we don't. We don't want to see somebody get hurt. What we want to see is you catch the guy when he dives. Not a hard concept. But fans, I'm going to end today's show with something rather comical, or maybe not comical. I guess it all depends on how you look at it. So WWE's Roast of WrestleMania was supposed to be an over-the-top entertainment comedy, but it turned into a PR mess, and the company clearly didn't expect it to snowball as fast as it did. So after the entire two-hour audio of the roast leaked online on April 23rd, WWE has been working hard to scrub it from its platforms like YouTube, Reddit, and of course Twitter. But fans are wondering, are there any talent in trouble for the wild things that were said? Well, according to Fightful Select during their Q&A podcast, the answer is no. Sean Ross Sapp said, not that I've heard from the company, but it'd be kind of silly if they asked these people to do a roast
and book them out for it and then give them heat, Sapp explained. I mean, listen. You had to know it was going to be controversial. Everybody knew it. The roast was hosted by Tony Hinchcliffe at the Fountain Blues Blue Live Theater in Las Vegas after WrestleMania 41 Night 2. This featured speakers including Nia Jax, Paul Heyman, Sami Zayn, Pat McAfee, R-Truth, Braun Strowman, and The Miz. While some fans in attendance enjoyed the chaos, others were stunned by what they heard, and even more shocked when it hit the internet. Listen, if you've heard Tony Hinchcliffe on the roast of Tom Brady, or if you've even watched him kill Tony, you knew what you were in for. He's sarcastic. It's dark humor. Like, quit being some fucking snowflakes here, fans. It's comedy. If comedians can't be comedians, then what's next? Wrestlers can't be wrestlers? People can't be people? I mean, come the fuck on. Let's be real. So I'm going to list off some of the, I guess, what was considered offensive when it comes to the offensive lines. Now, WrestleMania Night 2 took place on April 20th, which is also Hitler's birthday. So Gunther is in luck. There's another joke aimed at Jinder Mahal. He's going through a middle-aged ISIS thing. A disturbing jab at Gunther said he looked like Adolf Hitler put himself in the ovens. Now, there was also some racially charged jokes about the LWO and Jacob Fatu. There was transphobic remarks involving Shayna Baszler. And abuse jokes about Alberto Del Rio and Paige. Nia Jax also allegedly crossed the line with intense personal digs at Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch. Reports suggest Charlotte even unfollowed Jax on social media afterwards. Now, despite the backlash, WWE's internal stance seems to be one of acceptance, at least for now. The company promoted the roast as unfiltered, and insiders suggest they knew what they were getting into. I would assume you were knowing what you were getting into because it's Tony Hinchcliffe and Kill Tony. It's dark humor. That's what dark humor is. If you don't like it, go fuck off. And with that being said, if you didn't fuck off and you're still here, make sure you go to youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope or youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. There's all sorts of interviews, unboxing videos, card breaks, and more. Again, youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. You can also find us anywhere and everywhere podcasts are found, from Apple, Spotify, Google, Podbean, Podbay, Stitcher, Red Circle, you name it. I'm on every podcast platform there is. It's Perched on the Top Rope. We are a top 20 wrestling podcast. We are a top 60 toy podcast. So make sure you tune in. I give you a little bit of everything. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. You can also find us on X at Perched Top Rope. We are currently on X in a contest. The top 100 podcasters versus the top 100 social media wrestling influencers. And we are down to the Elite 8. So make sure you go to Perched on the Top Rope. Well, it's Perched Top Rope on X. But make sure you go find the link and vote for us to get into the final four. You can also find us on TikTok at Perched on the Top Rope. And we are on Facebook with over 23,000 strong. Facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. So fans, I need you to do one thing. Forever and always remember, spoiler-free's the way to be. I'm out.